Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Show. This is Allie Faith from 103.7 KISS FM. I'm on every single weekday with Riggs. You might be listening right now on KISS FM or any of our sister stations here at Odyssey Milwaukee. You might be listening on 99.1 The Mix, or maybe you're listening on our new hip-hop and R&B station, Hot 105.7. And if you're a sports fan, you might be listening right now on 1250 AM WSSP. But every single Sunday, I love that I get to talk to people in the community who are making a difference. And today, I have two guests on the phone who I'm excited to welcome to the show. First off, from Special Olympics Wisconsin, Don Wigington. He's the president and CEO. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for joining me today.
That's a pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Of course. Also on the phone, I've got Tyler Porras. He's the Director of Development and Special Events at Special Olympics Wisconsin. So welcome to the show as well. Tyler, good morning.
Oh, thank you so much. Good morning as well.
So excited to talk to you guys about Special Olympics Wisconsin, everything that's going on. I want to find out ways to help. But let's just start right at the beginning this morning. I'm going to start with you, Don, since you are the president and CEO. I would love for you to talk to me and our listeners today about the background behind Special Olympics Wisconsin and what exactly you guys do for people that just assume they know, but they have no idea.
Sure. So Special Olympics was actually started over 50 years ago by Eunice Kennedy Shriver. She had a mission to bring to light people with intellectual disabilities. And so she actually started with backyard games at her home.
Oh, wow.
And that kind of grew into Special Olympics. And they had the first ever international games in 68 in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of grew. And so now it's a global phenomenon. It's not just in Wisconsin. It's not just in the U.S. It's in over 50 countries and around the world. So it really is about training and competition for individuals with intellectual disabilities that could be both children and adults.
Mm-hmm.
We offer over 19 different sports. And again, I want to emphasize that it's year-round sports training competition. A lot of people think that we are this one track meet up in Stevens Point every year,
mm-hmm.
when in a typical year, we have over 100 competitions, tournaments, events going on. And that's just the sporting side of things. That's not all the fundraising things that, like what Tyler's going to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is about the sports training and competition, but it's also about so many other things that this organization brings to individuals, not only the athletes, but the families, caregivers. You know, we really try to be a support system as well. And, you know, while our mission is to provide year-round sports training, our vision really is to open up hearts and minds towards people with intellectual disabilities, mm-hmm. and create more inclusive communities across Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. And I just learned something new from you today, Don. I didn't know they started in someone's backyard. That is very, look how
Correct.
Much it's grown.
Yeah.
That is very interesting. Wow, how far it's come. That's fantastic. So I'm talking to Don Wigington, the president and CEO of Special Olympics Wisconsin. We were just talking about what you do, what Special Olympics actually is versus what people think they know about Special Olympics. And how are some ways, if someone wanted to get involved, what is the best way that they could do that?
Sure. I think the easiest thing is just to go to SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org, to our website, and there we have a listing to learn more about the different programs that we offer, as well as to get involved with specific events, either fundraising or sports tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things that people don't really understand about Special Olympics is that we are more than sports, and that we actually have a lot of different, we have youth programs, everything from a 2 to 10-year-old program for young athletes, and that is, I want to use a word, unified. That is something that we really believe strongly in, and is where people with and without disabilities either compete together, work together, play together, have leadership opportunities together. And so we have all different sorts of programs around unified. It's people with and without disabilities kind of learning from each other together. And so that starts as early as 2 years old. We have a small program. I'm sorry. It's a big program for small individuals, but it's more play-based. And again, it's to kind of open up those hearts and minds guidelines at the earliest age possible to make sure that people kind of don't look at a disability and see it as an ability.
Yeah, and
so,
I don't...
again, going back to the website. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead and say what you were going to say about the website, and then I'll ask.
Yeah, no. I'm just going to say there's all those different opportunities are available on our website to get involved and to learn more.
Awesome. And what's your website again, Don?
SpecialOlympicsWisconsin.org, and it's all spelled out. Wisconsin is spelled out.
Awesome. What I was actually going to ask you was, have you had families who had no experience with someone with intellectual disabilities come in and essentially learn everything they needed to know? Maybe someone had a child and they just had no knowledge on the subject. I can imagine in a lot of the people that have come to you for support. Do you have a lot of that?
Yeah, we do. You know, and we try to get involved with early intervention programs mm-hmm. around the state mm-hmm. because I can tell you as a parent of somebody that has a disability, when my child was born, you know, you're lost for a while, right? You don't know which way to turn and mm-hmm. you know, you feel like the world's kind of caved in on you. Mm-hmm. And so that's why when I talk about the support systems that we offer, it's really a chance to kind of come into a new family with others mm-hmm. and to learn more and to help experience the joy of your child in sports, which mm-hmm. is something I was able to do. So yeah, we kind of get involved in a lot of different early intervention programs, Easter Seals, you know, we work with Gigi's Playhouse, we work with a lot of other programs, ARPS, and just really about getting that information out and available to parents when they're looking for different opportunities for their child.
That is fantastic. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Don Wigington. He is the president and CEO of Special Olympics Wisconsin. Also on the phone, though, I've got Tyler Porras. He's the director of development for the Special Olympics. So, Tyler, I wanted to talk to you about your largest fundraiser of the year that is coming up, the Polar Plunge. So can you enlighten me a little bit about that?
Oh, definitely. So we're pretty happy. Polar Plunge is back. So we can't wait to jump back in, pun intended. It is our largest fundraiser of the year. And since 1999, actually, plungers and supporters have raised over $20 million for our athletes with this event.
Wow. Have you guys ever done the Polar Plunge? I have to ask. Tyler, have you done it?
I'll be honest. I have not yet.
I'm too chicken.
Hey, we have two chicken to plunge, too. So that's
yes.
All right.
But I give props to everyone who does that. That's fantastic. So if someone wants to get involved in the Polar Plunge, is it one location? Are there multiple? How does this work for people?
Yeah, so this is a statewide event. So we have 8 different locations to choose from.
Wow.
The event is for all ages, and each location has a variety of other activities. But there are two locations in our area that mm-hmm. people can participate in. On February 19th, we'll be in Oconomowoc at the City Beach. And on February 26th, we will be at the Milwaukee County Zoo, which is presented by Old National Bank.
Oh, fantastic. So there's two great places people can go, and one's out west in Oconomowoc, and one's right here in Milwaukee at the zoo on the 26th. That's fantastic. How can they find out event info or how to register if you want to get involved? They heard you say that. They're like, okay, I want to do the one at the Milwaukee County Zoo. What's the next step for somebody?
Yeah, the easiest thing to do is to visit our Plunge website. So if you visit plungewi.org, you can learn more, you can register, find out how to donate, to fundraise, check out the locations. We have all of our information there.
And so what if somebody's like us and they're afraid to do the plunge, but they just want to help? They can do that as well, right? They can just raise money.
Most definitely, yeah. There's plenty of other ways to get involved, whether it's supporting a plunge or a team. You can get your school involved, be a sponsor or volunteer at the event as well.
That's great. So plungewi.org. Did I get the website correct, Tyler?
Yes, you did.
Okay, fantastic. And that's where people can go if they want to get involved in the Polar Plunge, either in Oconomowoc on February 19th or at the Milwaukee County Zoo on February 26th. That's fantastic. If you're just tuning in, I've been talking to Don Wigington, who is the president and CEO of Special Olympics Wisconsin, and I was just there speaking with Tyler Porras, the director of development and special events for Special Olympics. The Polar Plunge, we've talked about that. Tyler, are there other events going on this year that people could get involved in, though?
Yes, we have plenty of events throughout the year. We actually have one. We are the charity of choice for the Adam Auto Show Gala that is on February 25th. We're also the charity partner for one of the Milwaukee Wave games that's on March 5th. And then, like I said, we have plenty throughout the year, so we kind of take out and look at our website for more information. But Champions Together Breakfast, we have golf outings, truck convoys, another one. We have runs with Buckshot Run. So, yeah, we have plenty going on throughout the year to fundraise for our athletes.
That is great. That is great. Once again, talking to Don Wigington and Tyler Porras from the Special Olympics. Now, Don, you're the president and CEO of Special Olympics Wisconsin, and you did touch a little bit earlier in the interview about your own experience with your child. So I assume that is how you got involved with Special Olympics, Don?
That is correct. I got involved when Tyler was 8 years old and started coaching and eventually became a local program manager. Those are kind of satellite sites around the state that kind of is an intake system for new athletes. And then I actually became on staff in 2010 and have had various roles throughout my time there to this position now.
Right. So you've got a personal connection, absolutely. And now you're the president and CEO. I get that. Don, tell everyone, if they're just tuning in, though, at the beginning of the interview, we talked about what Special Olympics does. People just think it's one event, you know, like you said, it's a track race 1 year, and that's essentially not what it is at all. So tell everyone again what exactly you guys do.
Yeah, sure. So, again, we're primarily a year-round sports training and athletic competition organization that provides opportunities in over 19 different sports for people with intellectual disabilities. But a couple of the other things that people don't really understand how we enrich the disability community is that, for one, it kind of blows people away when they hear that Special Olympics Wisconsin is the leading public health organization for people with intellectual disabilities. We actually offer over 2,000 screenings in disciplines such as hearing, dental, vision for individuals throughout the state. And we do this typically at our sports tournaments. We culminate into season-ending sports tournaments, and that's where we hold these screenings. Another thing is, you know, what we really try to do with our youth programs. So I mentioned the Young Athletes Program. We also have a Unified Rookies Program, which is kind of that next level up. But we have what's called a Unified Champion School Program. And this is an education and sports-based strategy that increases leadership opportunities for students with and without intellectual disabilities. And again, it's really getting to the heart of our vision, which is to open hearts and minds to people with disabilities. And so we want to kind of help those kids when they're at a young age really understand and work together with people of all abilities. And so it's just, again, it goes into kind of creating communities of acceptance for all.
Absolutely. And I can only imagine, I mean, I'm a parent as well. And when our kids are struggling, a lot of times we can struggle. So having that support must have been really helpful, especially even just meeting other parents going through the same thing. Right, Don?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, one of the things that we found from looking at the data when we've done studies in terms of surveys from the kids, it's just that it's reducing bullying in the schools. It's increasing acceptance and tolerance of others. So it's just an amazing program. And we have over 100 schools in the state that have signed on to this program, and we're trying to grow it more and more. It's been a little difficult the past couple of years, as you might understand, with COVID.
For sure.
But, it's a really important program for us. And so, again, getting the word out on that is fantastic.
So I'm talking to Don Wigington. He's the president and CEO of Special Olympics Wisconsin. That's who you were just listening to. But I also have on the phone Tyler Porras, the director of development and special events. Now, Tyler, we've talked about the upcoming Polar Plunge a little. So was the Polar Plunge not on last year? Is that what happened because of COVID?
Yes, we did. We did have a move in a different direction, so we couldn't hold our typical plunge. So, yeah, we're definitely thrilled we're able to bring that back this year.
Yeah, that's exciting. So let's talk again. Tell everyone, if they're just coming in, Tyler, what the Polar Plunge is and how they can get involved.
Yeah, so Polar Plunge is our largest fundraiser of the year. This is a statewide event with a bunch of different locations throughout the state. But in particular, there's two locations in our area, one on February 19th at Oconomowoc at City Beach, and one on February 26th at Milwaukee County Zoo, which is presented by Old National Bank.
And they can just go to plungewi.org to sign up for that or help out with donations, right?
That is correct. Yeah, you'll find a wealth of information there, frequently asked questions, and how to be able to donate and register and all of that as well.
Fantastic. Now, Don, I see that it's the 50th anniversary, and it says that there are the USA Games are coming up in Orlando, Florida. Can you tell me about that a little bit?
Yeah, so as I had mentioned earlier, the Special Olympics as an organization has been around for over 50 years, but 2022 is actually the 50th anniversary. In fact, this month is the 50th anniversary for Special Olympics Wisconsin.
Wow.
So we have a number of celebrations going on throughout the state throughout the year. One of those, Tyler had mentioned, but with the partnership that we have with the Admirals. Another really is going to be our 50th celebration games are going to be this summer. And they're going to be on July 9th. We're going to have an opening ceremony that really will culminate everything that we've kind of worked for the past 50 years into a giant celebration. So that's happening. And then the other thing, USA Games is something that happens every 4 years. It is games where every state that has a Special Olympics program, they send a delegation of athletes. And it's just like when you watch there's opening ceremonies for these USA Games, and there will be a delegation of 96 individuals from Wisconsin that are traveling. That's comprised of athletes, unified partners, and coaches in six different sports. And so that will happen June 5th through 12th, and we're looking to do a big send-off, hopefully in the Milwaukee area on June 4th when they get ready to travel to Orlando, Florida.
Ooh, that's exciting. And, you know, congratulations on your 50th anniversary, Special Olympics Wisconsin. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes, it really has been such a pleasure talking to you both today. If you're just tuning in, I've been speaking with Don Wigington, the president and CEO of Special Olympics Wisconsin, and I've been talking to Tyler Porras, the director of development and special events. Before I let you guys go today, I just want to hit up all of the great events happening again in Wisconsin. So Tyler, you said on February 19th in Oconomowoc, you can participate, or February 26th at the Milwaukee County Zoo for the Polar Plunge locally, right?
That is correct.
Okay, and to sign up, all they have to do is go to plungewi.org.
Yep, and hopefully we'll be able to see everybody out there.
That is fantastic. Anything you guys would like to add before I let you guys go today? Is there anything you'd like the world to know about people with intellectual disabilities? Don, is there anything you want to add?
I would say to not think of it as a disability, but think of people's abilities, because our athletes have so much to offer this world, and a lot of times they don't get that chance. And so what I would say is the next time you run into one of our athletes here in Wisconsin, you know, treat them like a person. Don't look at the disability. Look at the ability that they have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you for that, Don. Again, thank you for joining me, Don Wigington, the president and CEO of Special Olympics Wisconsin, and Tyler Porras, the director of development and special events for Special Olympics Wisconsin. Thank you guys so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
So happy to have you guys. Again, go to plungewi.org and get signed up if you're crazy enough to jump in the water. Otherwise, just donate your money, right, guys?
That's right.
That's perfect. Where we leave it. Fantastic. Thanks again. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. You too.